YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Riverfront Playhouse presents It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play based on the story The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern and adapted by Joe Landry, directed by John Welsh. This beloved holiday classic comes to life as a 1940s radio broadcast. Join the cast and bring a few dozen characters to the stage as the story of George Bailey unfolds one fateful Christmas Eve. December 3rd through the 18th at the new Riverfront Playhouse downtown on California Street. Tickets of available online at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Brought to you by Cornerstone Bank and this station.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup, for real, and it's a big thing. You know who the biggest consumer of syrup is us. We buy 60% of Canadian syrup. They make 73% of syrup in the world. We buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig. They know we can't resist, and they...
Okay, so I was astounded yesterday when you said that Canada provided practically all the maple syrup for the whole world.
Specifically, three-quarters of it, the world's supply of maple syrup comes from Quebec.
But almost all of it is consumed by us. So the rest of the world doesn't take in maple syrup? What are they using on their pancakes over in wherever?
Curry. Mostly curry.
Well, not in France.
Curry and yogurt. Now, I know very little about international pancake eating habits, in spite of all the time I've spent at the International House of Pancakes.
There's a place where we can all learn this stuff and figure it out.
Well, in Belgium, they're eating waffles, according to my research.
But with which are great.
And in France, they're eating toast, you idiot.
Which are great with, which all those are great with syrup on them. What kind of syrup are they using? Not maple syrup?
Powdered sugar. I don't know.
Interesting.
French fries.
If you're a traveler and you know, text us, 415-295-KFDC, on to something more important. And I'd like to read this entire article. That's not really much of a radio show. Have you listened to that radio show where they just read the newspaper to you?
But go ahead. Works for me.
It's pretty good. Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal today. And I never know whether to say this or not.
Go ahead.
You love him. You love him deeply.
Do you point out Jason Riley, Thomas Sowell, McCorder, any of these people, do you point out that they're black? Or is that uncool?
No, I understand your hesitancy. I think it is useful partly to counter the utterly insulting, and I get upset when I talk about this, the incredibly insulting notion that's pitched on the left that all people of color think the same.
Jason Riley, Wall Street Journal. Waukesha killings made the media colorblind again. That's the story of the guy who used his car as a weapon and drove through a parade and killed a bunch of people, and he's a lifelong horrifying criminal. In the aftermath of George Floyd's death last year, employers offered black workers time off to deal with the news. Remember that?
Yeah.
And UCLA suspended a professor who refused to grade his supposedly traumatized black students more leniently than their non-black peers. Do you remember that story? You're supposed to take it easy on the black students because they can't be expected to do well in their tests.
Certainly not.
Like George Floyd. No. Such gestures, says Jason Riley, may have been well-meaning, but they're also nonsensical and reeked of condensation. Are black psyches really this fragile? And are blacks so starved for exemplars that miscreants must be treated like martyrs? Should Floyd's death matter more to them than the huge number of black homicides that don't involve police? And why would people who aren't black be any less disturbed by a video showing a police officer kneeling on the neck of a defenseless suspect for 9 minutes? It's a good question. It's patronizing or condescending on both ends. You're acting like that guy because he's black can't go to work or school because of it, and that I'm, because I'm white, am not affected by somebody killed in the street.
Sure, it's just fine. just fine to see that terrible, terrible incident. And, you know, I would suggest that it is only because of the weaponizing of the case by race, and then by extension, we've all heard this, that the white man is the devil unless you bow down and take a knee and worship Ibram X. Kendi. I mean, it's only that sort of rhetoric that made it about race, really. I mean, and I don't deny for a second that the treatment of black Americans by the cops through the decades has been problematic.
Without
it's
a doubt.
Awful. It's absolutely true. But, yeah, it wasn't people like us that whipped all that stuff up.
Jason Riley goes on to say, so this is what happens when racial identity becomes the centerpiece of politics and public life in a multiracial society. The political left often pretends to pine for a post-racial America, but that's the last thing it really wants. I recall a guy who ran for president a little while back after talking about how there's no black America or white America or Asian America, just the United States of America. And then he became president and stopped talking like that, and so is his vice president. People who are interested in a post-racial America don't name their organization Black Lives Matter or welcome racial propaganda like the 1619 Project into elementary schools. They don't advocate racial preferences in college admissions or racial quotas in hiring, and they don't call for white people who were never slaveholders to pay reparations to black people who were never slaves. That's the most succinctly put I've ever heard that. I want to jump, because I don't want to run out of time before I get to more of the meat of this. He talks about how he's the Rittenhouse trial came out the way it should have come out, et cetera, et cetera. The same press outlets that portrayed Mr. Rittenhouse as a white supremacist have had remarkably little to say about the racial identity of Daryl Brooks, the black suspect in Wisconsin who was accused of plowing his car through an annual Christmas parade last month and killing six people, including an 8-year-old boy, all of whom were white. Given the suspect's and I didn't know this next part, given the suspect's history of posting messages on social media that called for violence against white people and praised Hitler for killing Jews, you'd think that his race and the race of his victims would be relevant to reporters. Race is all anyone would be talking about if a white man had slammed his vehicle into a parade full of black people, yet suddenly the left has gone colorblind.
Well, can you imagine if he posted that sort of message and praised the Nazis for the love of heaven?
I didn't know that he actually had made posts about violence against white people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll jump to this. Once we go down this road and get into the habit of racializing such events, we may not be able to contain that racialization, says Brown University economist Glenn Lurie in a recent speech for the Manhattan Institute. Soon enough, we may find ourselves in a world of instances where black thugs killing white citizens come to be seen through a racial lens as well. This is a world no thoughtful person should welcome, since there are a great many such instances. The political life's hyper-consciousness about race might help Democrats turn out their base, but at a steep cost. National cohesion in a country large and ethnically diverse as this one has always depended on our ability to focus not on our superficial differences, but instead on what unites us as Americans. We are playing with fire, a phrase I've been using a lot lately. If we continue to go down this road, and we are, and I think we're going to end up right where they're talking about, where if you have some actual black criminals kill some innocent white people, it is going to be seen through a racial lens and justified or overlooked, and then we're into some really, really scary territory.
Now, I would argue that we are on such a rapid downward slide, it's almost inevitable, because, first of all, I mean, that happens all the time. Virtually every single one of those horrific assaults of elderly Asian people, whether in the Bay Area, California, New York, whatever, was black on Asian crime. The media did not discuss that. They suddenly had no interest in race. The horrific cost, we mentioned it just a little bit earlier, Cook County, which is essentially Chicago and a couple of suburbs, just had its 1,000th homicide of the year. The vast majority of those people, those victims, are young black people. Now, they may be gangbangers or whatever, but they're young black people. And if black lives matter, and if you have a human soul, and you're concerned about human life and it being deprived, that's an enormous story. And the race of the people involved shouldn't really matter to you at all. But it is soft-pedaled. It is actively soft-pedaled by the legacy media, because they're so uncomfortable with the racial dynamics there. So we've taken an enormous step toward what Jason Riley is afraid of.
Yeah, Ying Ma texted me the other day. She said, not sure if you guys have already covered this brutal beating of an Asian girl in Philly. Group of black girls attack Asian students in Philadelphia. More white supremacy. Yeah, that ignoring violent crimes depending on which direction the race goes, not a good direction to be going.
No.
This is not just like regular talk radio, cable news, something to talk about or get worked up about crap. This is a serious, tears society apart, leads to lots of death problem.
Yeah, I'd say this is your doctor sitting you down and saying this is serious. Something that just flitted through my head again, blah, blah, blah. And we are also seeing, and I think this is an under-discussed aspect of the enormous number of smash-and-grab robberies around America, and it is all over America now. There is a notion within certain sections of black America that they have been cheated for so long, they have been treated so badly by the white supremacist government, and why would they think that? Oh, gosh, they're being taught it from elementary school through college. They're hearing, the New York Times tell them that. They have decided that the law does not apply to them, and indeed the smashing, grabbing, the looting, the sacking of the economy, the establishment, these stores, that is not only not bad, it's good, it's appropriate. So here we are, Jason.
Yeah, pretty damned troubling. That's a very, very heavy topic, but was worth discussing. How about we just make fun of Dr. Oz when we come back?
Oh, I love that idea.
And Jimmy Kimmel took some shots at him, and we probably will, too. And Dr. Oz is running for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
You haven't heard that.
I'm surprised that he's campaigning in Pennsylvania right now, because he does have to fly south for the winter.
That's a he's a quack duck joke. Is that what that is?
Yeah, maybe.
That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention Americans age 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period ends December 7th. Now is the time to select your Medicare Advantage plan for 2022. Get ready for an important toll-free hotline where you can get your free 2022 Medicare benefits review. Do you currently have a copay, a high deductible? Do you pay extra for dental and vision? Are your out-of-pocket expenses just too high? If you answered yes to any of these, then call 800-941-4814. A SmartMatch licensed insurance agent can help you compare plans, which can include $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. So call today before annual enrollment ends on December 7th. The service is free, with no obligation. So call today. Call 800-941-4814. That's 800-941-4814. 800-941-4814.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Dr. Oz will be running for Senate in Pennsylvania.
Turns out, running for Senate is the one weird trick to reduce belly fat. Now, this is Dr. Oz's first time running for office, so he's staying humble with his promises. As it says on his campaign website, Dr. Oz is fundamentally promising to help relight the divine spark inside every American. I'd settle for cheaper gas, but sure. Doc, check the pilot light on my divine spark, just like they taught you at med school. Now, before his run, Dr. Oz had a lucrative career as a liar peddling questionable health advice on TV, like saying coffee bean pills can help treat weight loss, raspberry ketone will burn fat, and astrological signs may reveal a great deal about your health. Sure. Who doesn't love it when their doctor says, Mr. Johnson, you have cancer as your star sign, which means an office friendship could turn to romance. But Dr. Oz may not just have fake medical claims. He may have fake Pennsylvania claims because he's running there despite living in New Jersey for years. And there's a big difference between Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Something to do with hoagies. I don't know what it is, but they will murder you over it.
Yeah, Dr. Oz doesn't live in Pennsylvania. I'm sure he's got a way around that technically. But.
Oh, sure, yeah. This could be what brings Americans back together. Contempt for Dr. Oz, because Colbert's audience, very liberal. Boo.
I don't know. I made some comments about Dr. Oz on the Twitter, and there was some pushback, because he went on Hannity, and he's kind of going for that crowd, and, you know, we have a tendency to root for our team, and some of you who don't really know Dr. Oz's act might just assume, okay, he's on my team, I'm...
Well, he's a charlatan, but he's a good one. He's a very smart guy, so he knows what to say to get you on his side. But that doesn't make him any less a charlatan.
No, and incredibly obnoxious, as we had a personal run-in with him, which if he gets any any traction on this whole Senate run. We'll talk more about our personal dealings with Dr. Oz. But
I will tell you this, though. In the era when everybody's contemptuous and angry, if you don't know Dr. Oz's act, you saw him on Hannity and you thought, wow, I've heard of this guy. He's really scratching me where I itch. I don't blame you for that.
No.
Congratulations for not knowing this hack. This quack act and his act. I'm rapping now. Practically
his Jesse quack Jackson over here. Act.
Right. It's okay. We totally understand it. Just take it from us. The guy is a quack hack.
Oh, boy. Almost made me spit out my coffee. That's a good one. Burglars knocked a hole in the wall in Berlin to steal Lego sets.
Wow, it's like the old bank break-in movies, but it's Legos.
Yeah, $7,500 worth of toy sets, so like four of them, if you're a parent and you've bought any Legos recently. Yeah, Legos are worth a ton of money, and then with the whole smash and grabs, I could easily grab $1,000 worth of Lego sets faster than practically anything I can think of outside of maybe a jewelry store in terms of adding up to a lot of money quickly. That hasn't happened. You got guards outside the Apple store. You need guards outside the Lego store.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, nothing. I'm heading down to Legoland. Not that I'm stealing anything, but I hear you.
Hey, coming up next segment, Harvard's out with a new questionnaire of young people about their attitudes toward government and that sort of thing, and we'll talk about that. It's pretty interesting. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, and also a big survey about Americans' attitudes toward the military that actually shocked me. So we'll hit that at the same time. Have you been following the McDonald's ice cream machine story?
No.
Well, they're always broken, is the thing.
Right.
Anybody who's attempted to procure an ice cream cone at McDonald's realizes you might as well ask for the Hope Diamond or an audience with the Pope as an ice cream cone. These machines are built by a company called Taylor something or other. And one
same company that built the copier out here that we're all screaming about this morning.
In the elevators. So the thing when you buy these Taylor machines is in your contract it says only Taylor can fix them. Keep your dirty mitts off of these machines. And so McDonald's franchisees all over America are like these. I almost dropped an F-bomb. So sorry to even think it, folks.
Why?
I'm around a polite man. I can't imagine why. Well, the franchisees are thinking this blanking thing is always broken, and you're telling me I've got to wait for you to show up when you show up to fix it. I'm losing money over here. And so a company called Kitch, K-Y-T-C-H, K-Y-T-C-H, yeah, started up. They said, listen, here's a device that reads its error codes. You can buy this thing from us. You can figure out what the codes are. You can fix it yourself. Well, of course, then Taylor goes around suing everybody. They try to ruin Kitch. They make fallacious claims about what Kitch is doing. Then they try to steal Kitch's technology and blah, 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 blah. So there's a big lawsuit going on, and it's crazy, and it has to do with this whole right to repair thing.
Oh, right to repair. That's interesting. Yeah. Who wants to steal the technology of something that doesn't work? Hey, the donkey's broken. Why do you call it donkey? Well, it's not a donkey, but it's not an ice cream machine either, so I don't know what to call it.
Call it anything you want. Call it a time machine or a nuclear fusion reactor.
It's as much that as an ice cream machine, because there ain't no ice cream coming out of it.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how this comes out. There are many, many dollars at stake.
I like McDonald's ice cream. Doesn't taste just like their hamburgers don't taste like hamburgers. Their ice cream doesn't taste like ice cream, but it's appealing.
Do the ice cream cones melt? I haven't had Mac's ice cream in forever.
Similar to their milkshakes, they're unmeltable, which
that's
is
disturbing.
Should frighten you.
I am frightened.
You'll be frightened by this. Young people's attitudes toward government and our crumbling belief in all institutions, which is not good.
If you can't stay tuned, you can get the segment online, on demand, Armstrong and Getty, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. you'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Redding Rancheria with the latest on what's happening out there. We'll also be discussing state, city, national events from 7 to 8 Thursday morning right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Your donations helped us deliver 125 Thanksgiving dinners to military families in need. We're taking donations for Christmas meals December 18th and 19th, again at Save Mart on Turn Creek Road in Reading. Donate hams, turkeys, and non-perishable dry goods and canned goods that would make a wonderful Christmas dinner. Cash accepted also. Keep the dates December 18th and 19th at Save Mart from 8 to 8 both days. And thanks for your support.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A new national defense survey conducted by the Ronald Reagan Institute found that for the first time, a minority of Americans, only 45%, have a great deal of trust in the U.S. military, down 25% in the past 3 years. Confidence in the military among Republicans fell by 34 points to 53%. The declining trust in the military is occurring more rapidly than other institutions.
My opinion is a lot of what caused it has been politicians who have roped the military into their own particular agenda, and so they become more of a political football recently than they have before.
Yeah. Jen Griffin of Fox News there with one of a couple of really interesting surveys that have come out in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, so before we hear more of that, what's the 30-point drop among Republicans?
That's really interesting.
Is that the various people undermining Trump or whatever?
Could be that. It could be the whole woke military thing.
Absolutely.
You ought to read Ibram Kendi.
Well, I my belief in the readiness of our military has dropped a lot in recent years. I think their emphasis is in all the wrong places.
I've read with interest, you know, in the wake of some of those Navy collisions, how the folks are undertrained, the management or the leadership is not quite what it should be in places. And, yeah, my faith, my confidence in the military has eroded a bit, too, come to think of it.
Also, and I was going to quote somebody, but I'm not sure I'll get the right person, but I remember somebody making the point that generals are getting more involved in political issues than they ever have in recent memory. Like, taken aside, like, you clearly know what sign they are. Signing on to letters, you know, that sort of stuff. A 100 generals have signed on to a letter saying blah, blah, blah.
Now, generally, they're retired. But
either way.
Yeah.
Why are they weighing in on political issues?
Yeah. All right, Michael, hit us with clip 51.
Only 42% believe the U.S. can win a war overseas.
We're number two in a world where it's dangerous, if not fatal, to be second best.
Fox News was given an exclusive look at the survey's findings, which saw a sea change in attitude about the threat posed by China.
We're seeing a huge uptick in this survey in terms of concern about China. For the first time, and we've done this four times, 52% of American people see China as the country that presents the greatest threat to the United States. By contrast, only 14% say Russia.
Interesting. 42% believe we can win a war overseas, which is a disturbingly low number. And then this is less about the poll than about the current situation, but I found it so interesting. Michael, 52.
Those surveyed expressed concerns about U.S. leadership in the world and a possible war in space. A top U.S. Space Force commander recently warned in an interview with the Washington Post, Josh Rogan, China is attacking U.S. satellites on almost a daily basis using lasers and radio frequency jammers, attacks that could be seen as an act of war.
In addition to fielding a whole suite of counter space weapons to deny us, so they have come a long way very quickly. They are close to being an equal, and if they continue at their pace, they could surpass us in the next several generations.
Whoa, wait a minute. China's attacking our satellites on a near-daily basis?
Seems now, like, come on, China!
Seems like something we should be discussing. You know why so many Americans believe China is an enemy of the United States? Because China is an enemy of the United States. That's why.
Clearly.
China is asshole!
That's another way to put it. I'm glad Americans are waking up to that. It's absolutely critical.
Yeah, on the, I don't know when this survey was taken. You know, these are the results that we're just getting. I don't know when they took it, but if it was fairly recently, you see that China has got these hypersonic missiles that we can't detect. You see us the way we pulled out of Afghanistan? How would the positive numbers not be going in the wrong direction based on those two stories?
Yeah, I don't really blame the military for much that happened in Afghanistan, but including the end of it. But I understand the perception.
No, I don't blame the military either, but our ability to do things as a military, for whatever reason, even
well,
if
right,
it's just
yeah,
the leaders.
Yeah. Well, the civilian leadership of the military is part of the military, if
sure.
you look at it that way. Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting. This next thing I have I thought was really interesting, but then with the unbelievable power of concentration, I think I figured out why it is what it is, and it's not near as interesting. But
oh, really?
I'll hit you with
okay.
this first.
All right.
Or I'm wrong. Maybe you'll tell me I'm wrong. Byron York's writing in the Washington Examiner about this new Harvard University. I haven't heard of. Have you heard about Harvard?
Yeah, it's a little community college in Massachusetts.
That was a good Harvard joke I heard the other day.
Harvard is a bloated, self-important crap heap that needs to go away. No, that's not a joke. That's just a statement.
It was similar to the
filled
whole...
filled with venom and hatred, too.
It was similar to the whole, how do you know somebody went to Harvard? They'll tell you, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it'll pop into my head. Anyway, so Harvard asked young people about state of democracy in America. And Byron York and the Examiner gets into some of the results and I think misses one of the obvious reasons the numbers are what they are. But we'll start here. Perhaps the most interesting result came in response to the broad question, and they're surveying people 18 to 29, adults under 30, if you will.
I will.
You child.
Which of the following phrases best describes the United States today?
Oh, boy, brace yourselves.
A healthy democracy, a somewhat functioning democracy, a democracy in trouble, a failed democracy. And don't know. Always my favorite answer.
I don't know.
Well, look around you. Does it seem like this is working or not? I don't know.
No opinion.
We're a democracy. You live a life. You go to school. You work a job. Everything like that. Does it seem like it's going to...
I don't know.
I got no opinion. I'll give you $5 to pick one of them. Okay, here's your $5. No opinion.
The headline that came out of it was a significant number of young people described the U.S. as a failed democracy or a democracy in trouble. Overall, 13% of those surveyed described the U.S. as a failed democracy.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that.
39% of people under 30 called the country a democracy in trouble. What would my answer be? Yeah, I see. I was going to say earlier, I think I would have checked democracy in trouble, but maybe somewhat functioning democracy is a better answer. I don't know.
I think I'd go with that one. What was the first one again?
A healthy democracy.
I think the second one.
Definitely not number one.
Right.
So 13% said a failed democracy. 39% said a democracy in trouble. 7% did say the U.S. is a healthy democracy, 27 functioning. And then 13%, I don't know. I got no idea.
I haven't noticed.
Well,
and here's the conclusion that Byron York draws, and I think I can explain it pretty easily. Look pretty deep, a little more deeply inside the numbers. Who's calling the U.S. a troubled democracy? Is it the mostly lefty youth listening to lefty professors and lefty podcasts while their parents watch Rachel Maddow and everybody votes Democrat? Or is it the mostly young people on the right, Republicans who voted to reelect Donald Trump in 2020? It's Republicans. Harvard provided a detailed breakdown of the survey.
Break it down.
2,100 people surveyed. And Republicans who voted for Trump were way more likely than Democrats who voted for Joe Biden to call the U.S. democracy troubled.
I am surprised.
Huh. I was too, but isn't it clearly the answer that if you had asked this question before the election, you would have had a way higher percentage of Democrats saying, oh, we're a failed democracy. Trump's president. How could you call us anything but a failed democracy?
Oh, my God.
And the Republicans would be saying, of course we're a strong democracy. Trump's president. And now it's the reverse.
Oh.
That's all it is.
So disappointing.
I know.
I think you got a point. That doesn't explain all of it, but that's in there.
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee you, a lot of the people that voted for Trump who are going to say it's a failed or failing democracy is because Trump lost, because Biden's a president.
And the reverse
was true before. Of course it's a healthy democracy. Trump is president. I guarantee you, Democrats would say it was a failed democracy while Trump was president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely true. And there's a lot more subtlety on both sides. I mean, if Trump had gotten reelected, there would still be reasons to suggest that there are troubles in this political system.
Well, to me, the worst thing you can ever say, and I've thought this since I was young, and it gets to the whole this is the most important election of our lifetimes thing. If America success or failed to pass fail test based on the election of one human being for one term, well, then we don't have a very good system. The founders were not as good at it as we thought. Actually, they were really good at it. And so we can't pass or fail based on the election of one human for one term.
That's kind of the point.
That's the whole point.
Right, right. Oh, that's the worst thing Jack can think of saying. Here's the worst thing I can think of saying. Honey, they broke into our house and stole all of our stuff. It's all gone. Get in touch with our friends at Simply Safe. They're giving you a fabulous holiday deal, 40% off their award-winning home security. Whether it's your home, which is extra important, or your workshop or your business, you're afraid of the smash and grabs. Simply Safe named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
So you go to SimplySafe.com, you click around, you customize the system for your home online. Just takes you a couple of minutes. Then you get SimplySafe, it's shipped to you, and you set it up yourself. Yeah, you set it up yourself. No long-term contracts, because a lot of security systems, you're locked in for a couple of years, whether you like it or not, whether you use it or not. No long-term commitments with SimplySafe, and they'll help you set it up, obviously, if that's what you want.
You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. You're going to love these people. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. 40% off because you know us. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. You're going to like it again. No long-term contracts. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong.
The Supreme Court, as we speak, hearing oral arguments in the Mississippi abortion ban case. We'll talk more about that later.
All right. Excellent. I will point out that no matter who got elected president, and I, like you, are not obsessed with only the office of the president. State legislatures matter so much. Congress matters. The Senate matters. Your local elections matter. Please, folks, the more local, the better. Anyway, no matter what the result of the presidential election, I will tell you I am highly troubled by the effort to move to willy-nilly mail-in votes. I think it undermines vote security, which undermines, or ballot security, I suppose is a better term, but which undermines faith in our electoral system. I think there are political issues, there are electoral issues, there are scandals, whatever, and they're some of them are important, but they come and they go. To me, getting as far away from the security of the ballot box, one person, one ballot, stuck in the slot, and then the careful, careful maintaining of the custody of those ballots, getting as far away from that as we have is messing with the DNA of our electoral system.
Absolutely.
I'm worried by that.
Yeah, so I took in a podcast the other day with Molly Hemingway's husband. I was trying to look that up.
Mark
Hemingway.
Hemingway. Yeah.
So she wrote, I think she wrote the book with him, but her name is on it. Anyway, the book Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. And he was on the Michael Malice podcast, who's this anarchist guy that I listen to now and then, is so entertaining. But anyway, he made the best argument I've heard yet for what how the Democrats, quote, stole the election. It's not the Venezuelan voting machines and all this different stuff.
No.
They systematically, over many months, organized a system, stuff you're talking about, mail-in ballots and all these sorts of things, that were legal. They're all legal. They just did a better job of putting everything in place that was going to make it much more likely that a Democrat got elected president. That
right.
was the rigging of the election.
With the active help of the media and social
media, with the help of, almost all media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real rigging of the election. That's pretty interesting stuff. And almost entirely legal, or states voted under a lot of it emergency measures because of the pandemic allow these things to happen. So that was the rigging of the election, and that's way more interesting, I think, and troubling than the other story.
Well, and we absolutely have to be aware of it enough to fight it. To be active in pushing back against those things. There's nothing going to be done about Venezuelan voting machines, which was a crock of crap from the beginning, by the way. And if you got sucked down that road, that's fine. No judgment. But pay attention to what's actually happening, and that's ballot security and that sort of thing. But anyway, enough on that. Plus, we need to take a break.
Guy got, radio host got fired. Joe and I always, our ears perk up when we hear about a radio host getting fired. Uh-oh, what they do, what they say. Where's the line? Where's the line today?
Was he talking about the former man who's now dominating college swimming?
I do want to hear about that.
Because that's a bit of a minefield.
So we got to talk about that, too. Yeah, well, there's plenty of opportunity for us to ruin our lives and our careers coming up next.
Good, let's get started.
Armstrong and Getty.
I don't know if it's birds of a feather or flock together or what, but all of our friends like to eat, so Omaha Steaks is a great gift idea this time of year.
Oh, getting together and big meals with family and friends is what it's all about during the holidays, and yeah, Omaha Steaks are a great, great gift. The holidays coming up. Finding the perfect gift can be tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved.
Yeah, so go to omahasteaks.com and enter Armstrong into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignon, chicken breast, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use code Armstrong, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steak burgers free with your order.
Now, we've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so please don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com. You'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code Armstrong.
Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed.
Just go to omahasteaks.com and use the keyword Armstrong. Omahasteaks.com, keyword Armstrong.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We've lost so many people to COVID. So many moms and dads, favorite uncles, older sisters, and best friends. But vaccines can help prevent serious illness and death from COVID in more than 9 out of 10 cases. So, now almost all COVID deaths are preventable, and so are the broken hearts they leave behind. We can do this. Find COVID vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A list of the most popular pet names of 2021 was just released, and one of the most popular names for a pet was Fauci. Yeah. Seems like a weird choice, unless, of course, your dog has a raspy Brooklyn accent. But this is true. Dogs named Zoom also increased over 400%, which means there's someone out there with a 15-year-old dog named Napster. Fauci and Zoom aren't the only pet names that increased in popularity. COVID also went up 35%. Who would name their dog COVID? Who would do that? Like, you want to be like calling your friends and you're like, hey, I can't wait to pop over later. Is it okay if I bring COVID?
Dog named Napster, particularly funny joke. I thought that was pretty good.
Funny. Yeah, who would name their dog COVID? An idiot.
Didn't know people named their dogs after popular things of the moment. Is that a thing? All right. So oral arguments have begun in the biggest abortion case maybe in a half a century. Many people think it's the one that ends Roe versus Wade. Joe has been listening to the oral arguments during the commercials. Joe, based on your listenings, how do you see the court leaning at this point?
They will overturn Roe v. Wade based on the 45 to 55 seconds I listened to. Back to you.
All right.
Now, you can't really read the tea leaves, yet people try. I just found it a really interesting argument as they were probing the lawyers and trying to test the strengths of their argument, and who knows?
Did you take in any of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial yesterday?
Just a bit of it. Yeah, she is a pervo monster, allegedly. Those people exist with both sets of genitalia. She's a woman who happens to be a pervo monster.
We've said this before, but it's what I was thinking yesterday. They're the same as the ugly, crack addict, dirty clothes people who abduct a kid and abuse them in some, you know, shanty somewhere. It's just you picture that, and you can, okay, I see that. They look like that.
Yeah.
These are the same brains. They're just in good-looking, rich, well-dressed people.
One is reminded of Count Dracula. You know, the elegant, classy monster that preys upon people.
God, I was reading some of that testimony yesterday and thinking, I don't have daughters, but God, how do you keep your daughters out of the clutches of people? Because they were so good, and they threw so much stuff at these girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you're going to be a model. I have connections, and, you know, here's a photo shoot. Because he had so much money, he could actually line up a photo shoot, and you'd see the pictures and all this different sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
And buy you so much stuff as they're grooming you to rape you.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Prince Andrew's waiting.
One way, I guess, would be not have your kids over at some strange guy's house every day for 2 weeks.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was heavy. Let me do this. This is stupid and light. Did you know we're in the middle of a rare stretch of palindrome days? And the sort of person that likes this sort of thing is very excited about this sort of thing. Starting today. And for
this
the
is
next.
This the most excited I've been since March 14th, which, of course, is Pi Day. Gleeping.
This, for the next 9 days, we're in a string of palindrome days that are very exciting. It is 12-1-21 today.
Wow.
1-2-1-2-1. It's the same frontwards as backwards. And obviously that'll be true tomorrow for 12-2-21 and all the way through the ninth. 12-9-21 is the last one, so we got 9 days of these.
Oh, my.
Very exciting if you like that sort of thing.
And then suddenly it'll be over.
And then suddenly it'll be over, and you'll just think, man, where did those days go?
Oh, it'll be over until 12-11-21.
Then it'll be over.
The other two are 12/11 and December 22nd. Which are
12/22, duh.
Which are six-digit palindromes, which are the most you can ever get.
And, of course, 12/33, the 33rd of December.
Exactly. So if you like that sort of thing, you like that sort of thing. So we got another trans...
That's the most excited I've been since May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, Gleavin.
We got another trans athlete problem here?
I don't know. Is it a problem? Used to be a dude, now a gal, wins all races.
Okay.
No problem, says a lot of these sports authorities.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab it on the podcast, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.